I was born once, the child of my father and mother. But in that state, I would never believe the gospel. What had to happen was this. I had to be born a second time. Born again. The first time I was born, I received the genetic input from both of my parents, which made me physically what I am today. But I was born that time of corruptible seed. My father and mother are both in their graves. And it's not that much longer before I will be in mine. Because I was born of corruptible seed. I needed to be born of incorruptible seed. Of seed that could not corrupt. Of seed that begat a life that never ends. And that is what being born again is. Receiving from God a new life. Born again. And how I recall in my misery as I began to pray, "Oh God, if you are in existence, reveal yourself to me." And for months, praying in that frame, there was nothing that I could grasp as faith. I couldn't make the unbelief go away. And I finally secretly snuck off to a faculty member in whom I had a great confidence and quietly explained to him my dilemma. And he responded to my thinking that everything was too fantastic to be true, a God who knew everything. He responded simply by quoting from Isaiah 55, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. As the heavens are high above the earth, so are my thoughts above your thoughts, my ways above your ways." And hearing that, the unbelief was gone. It was no effort of mine to pry it out. It was rather a fulfillment of the scripture that says, "Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." And it was by the word of God, not by the arm twisting of some religionist, that I came to believe. And the unbelief vanished because God gave me a faith that is its opposite. And I was born again, then and there. I didn't understand the theology behind it, didn't have to. A person does not have to understand all about obstetrics to know that he was born. Nor does one have to understand all the theological details to know that he's born again. He simply has to be a partaker of the life that God gives. And that is a life that he gives through his word of God, his scripture. For the word of God is living and powerful. And that day, God saved me. Have you been saved?